WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Federal investigators are seeking more information about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street early Wednesday in New Orleans, killing 15 people, injuring over two dozen others. Zion Parsons lost his cousin. He was at the scene.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air. They falling under the car.
The man at the wheel of the truck identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, an Army veteran who lived in Texas. President Biden said,
"The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill, The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle."
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has a special meeting scheduled for this morning to consider investigation regarding 193 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison from the November 5th general election. The uncounted ballots from two wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. Regulation of AI could be on the agenda for state lawmakers. Senator Julian Bradley co-chaired a study committee which held monthly hearings on the technology beginning in July. Governor Tony Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also organized AI task forces last year. And communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt after a carryover from last winter. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid-20s today. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low down to around 10 tomorrow. Sunshine and even colder with a high in the mid to upper teens. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you gotta have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good morning. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. A lot of kids are running back to school today. Short week. Dave Grant with you. I hope everyone's having a great Thursday. Almost feels a little bit like a Monday, but knowing the weekend is in sight is not a bad thing as well. Here is Culture Club on Max FM. 7 Max FM, Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday morning with REM, Losing My Religion on Max FM.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in you.
I'm not afraid to 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Back. Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. It's kind of one of those weird work weeks, right? We're back to work after having a day off yesterday in the middle of the week, and it's almost a weekend, so it all fits in nicely together. Emily will be back with me at 7:10 this morning. We'll talk about all those New Year's Day shenanigans, as well as we're going to talk about birthdays and anniversaries. We'll be celebrating those right along with you and the celebrities. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, please text those into us, 608-355-99. At 7:50, Ben Bromley will be in to talk about why weekends are best in the area as well. Coming up, all the talking heads on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Celebrate the new year with confidence and book a photo shoot with Purple Lotus Studio. This downtown Baraboo photo studio specializes in capturing images that reflect your true beauty. The team at Purple Lotus Studio can get you glammed up for your portrait experience with professional makeup and hair services, an extensive client closet, and posing guidance throughout your experience. Schedule your photo shoot to boost your confidence and let your true beauty shine. Go to purplelotus.studio for a virtual tour and to book your photo shoot today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask that smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. Better yet, download the free Civ Media app on your mobile device. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Amounts to stream us with you wherever you're at. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
There is a
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get a $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique for just $17. Stop by the Amberlux Consignment Boutique for name brand women's and children's clothing, purses, shoes, and jewelry. This is also mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather, and we are going to take a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo right here on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, join the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park at the Winter Recreation and Picnic Area for a torch-lit hike or ski through the woods. You'll have an easy one-mile trail lit for hikers and snowshoers, and another easy one-mile trail for skiers. Sleds are allowed on the hiking and snowshoeing trail. When you are not on the trails, you can enjoy some goodies and hot chocolate provided by the Friends and stay warm around roaring bonfires. This event is free, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofmirrorlake.org. Again, this event is on Saturday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's a candlelight ski, hike, and snowshoe event at Mirror Lake State Park. And after the holiday break, it's a great week of events at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. Coming up on Monday, January 6th, it's an opportunity to read with Cookie, the registered therapy dog. Each reader will have 10 minutes to read a story with the sweet furry pal. All readers must be accompanied by an adult to participate in this event. That will be on Monday the 6th from 6 until 7 p.m. They'll also then have their Lullaby Club event on Tuesday, a Story Tots picture book party on January 8th, and the Improv Lab will have their Improv show. That's going to be on Thursday the 9th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. Check out their website for all the details and future events.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
The Packers will finish the season without defensive back Jair Alexander. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He had arthroscopic surgery and a sore left knee after missing the last seven games and 10th overall this season.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, it's a tough deal for all of us.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Packers close out the regular season with a noon kick against the Bears on Sunday at Lambeau. Two more college football playoff games decided yesterday. Texas held off Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime in the Peach Bowl, while Ohio State cruised to a 41-21 victory over Oregon in the Rose Bowl to advance to the semifinals next week. One more game to go this afternoon. Notre Dame takes on Georgia in the Sugar Bowl at 3 p.m. after that game was postponed yesterday. College hockey tonight in the Big Ten, Wisconsin at number one Michigan State, 5:30 face-off time. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid-20s today. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. Tomorrow, sunshine and even colder with a high in the mid to upper teens. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you got to have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you. It's almost 6:37 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, if you live in the city of Baraboo, your Wednesday collection will be today, and today's is on Friday. We just want to remind everyone, as we get back into the swing of things and as the kids are heading back to school today, be extra careful as you're traveling out and about, because we know there will be increased traffic and the kids are going to be not always watching where they're going, so be aware of that as well. Here's Phil Collins on Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. As a reminder, if you are a City of Baraboo resident, Wednesday garbage pickup is today. Today's pickup will be on Friday, and Friday's pickup on Saturday, and it's a garbage and recycling week. Here's Hootie and the Blowfish on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some of them want to get used by you.
way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Move on, move on. Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Back. Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday morning. It is January 2nd, 2025. It's weird to say 2025, right? We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions coming up at 7:10 this morning. Did you make a New Year's resolution? We want to find out. We're going to talk about that with Emily this morning. She'll be joining me shortly for all of that. Also, as a reminder, we'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. Ben Bromley will be in at 7:50. We're going to talk about weekends are best. You know, it's that time of year where you want to start getting out, doing a few things. And I know there was some hikes yesterday. You want to start that new year off right. That's how you want to roll. Coming up, our 50-minute music tour continues with Bon Jovi on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Investigators are trying to determine what led a U.S. citizen and Army veteran to drive a rented pickup truck at high speed down Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day. 15 people were killed before Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead by police. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Inside that Ford F-150, authorities say they found multiple homemade pipe bombs packed with nails. A fire at an Airbnb near Bourbon Street yesterday morning is now reportedly being linked to Jabbar. Officials say it appears explosive devices associated with the attack were made at the property.
An ISIS flag was also discovered in that pickup truck. An immediate question was how the truck was able to access Bourbon Street. Jim Maurer was there at the time.
There didn't appear to be a lot of heavy metal barricades or anything like that.
Officials have said that steel bollards on the street were unreliable and in the process of being replaced. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin.